Oh, okay. Today is Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, or Daf Kuf Chaf, on the base, on the bottom. We're really in the middle of a story, but we will pick up on the fourth line from the bottom. Ula Beis Shammai. Now, we said yesterday that Beis Shammai did not hold, Beis Shammai held that once you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, you can never undo it. Right? So, we said yesterday, guy donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, he donates an animal for a carbon, and then he shechts it in his backyard. So he's chayat karis for that. Why? Shudei chutz. It's a carbon. You're not allowed to shech the carbon in your backyard. So you go to a chacham and you undo the shayla. You undo the donation. Then you didn't do anything wrong. So Beis Shammai says you can't do that. Because once you donate something, it's irrevocable when it comes to hektish. Yeah, your wife says she's not cooking supper for you. That you can undo. But you can't undo a donation to hektish. So, and we had a Gdei Rishava that taught that. So, Ula Beis Shammai, the last Ula Gdei Rishava, Beis Shammai doesn't hold for the Gdei Rishava because it doesn't hold that you can undo it. So we had a Gdei Rishava from where? From being made for Neder and Shechut Echutz. So, Hafaras Nedarim B'Shlosh Ched Yodot Menaluhu. How do you know you need three judges that Hafaras Nedarim? How do you know? So the Gemara says, Nafkaluhu Mitatanya. We're learning from the following. Did Vaidaber Moshe Esmoadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. It says in the Torah, this is in Parshas Emor, this is the opening pasuk of the story of the Yamim Tovim. Rabbi Yosef Gluli Omer, Moed Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereishis Lo Nemru. It says Moedei Hashem, but it doesn't say Shabbos. What does that mean? We'll explain. Benazi Omer, Benazi is a different vort. Moedei Hashem Nemru, Hafaras Nedarim Lo Nemru. What does that mean? Moedei Hashem, it does say Hafaras Nedarim. Doesn't. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yosi Bar Nasan Gomer La Laha Masnisa V'lo Yadanale L'Pirushay. Rabbi Yosi Bar Nasan, he couldn't figure that out. What does that statement mean? He didn't know what it meant. Azal Basrej of Sheshes and Harda. He went to try to find of Sheshes. Follow Ashkeche. Couldn't find him. Azal Basrej L'Mechuza. He went to Mechuza. Ashkeche. He found him over there. Amalei My Mordei Hashem Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Lo Nemru. What does that sentence mean? Mordei Hashem Yeah Shabbos No. So Amalei, here's what he said. Mordei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. Mordei Hashem has to be established through a Bezdin. In other words, Rosh Chodesh has to be established through a Beis Din. You can't make up Rosh Chodesh on your own. So Pesach, which is on the 15th day of Nisan, can't be made up on your own. You can't sit down, sleep, well, nothing to do sleep tonight, waiting for sleep. So we'll make up when's Rosh Hashanah going to be? When's Yom Kippur going to be? When's Shavuot going to be? You can't do that. When's Pesach going to be? We'll decide on when we have nothing to do one night. You can't do that. Why? Because you have Rosh Chodesh has to be established by a Beis Din. Ain't it Shabbos? Shabbos? Every week, ain't it tzricha kiddush bezdin? You don't need a bezdin for that. Why? Shabbos is kiddush v'kayma. Shabbos is every week. No, we don't need to make a determination when's bezdin. When Shabbos is?
No, we don't.
Never was there. For Yontif, that's it. For Yontif, yes. What? Yes, yeah. But for Shabbos, they can't. Right?
It's not based on testimony, though.
That's exactly his point. But the point is that in the pile, what?
Shabbos, I mean.
Right. So the point is, even though Shabbos is mentioned in the Moedim Parshas Emor, Shabbos is there. What's it doing there? I would have thought, just like all the Moedim, you need Kiddush HaChodesh, so do Shabbos also. Come on, Shmuel, don't think that. That's what I meant to say. What would you do? Have a Kiddush HaChodesh every week? It's difficult. The top Tosas points out we have another pasuk that we know. We have another makar for the idea that you can't have a kid. You don't need kiddush hachodesh for Shabbos because he says over the top of him. Tomar the besof parakam of the kedushin nafgalam mitziv moshvos sechem. It says moshvos sechem. Damrian hasam moshvos katzav rachmana gabe Shabbos lamali. Why did it say that? But it only applies in Eretz Yisrael Shabbos. Only moshvos sechem. No. So kedai to chamina hoel ubi inyana demodos ksiva. Since it's written in the modos tibai kiddush bezdin. Kimodos, it should need Kiddush Bezdin, like the Modos. Kamashla doesn't need it. So why do I need two Psukim? Why do I need two Makoros? What's wrong with that Makor there in Kedushin? The Yeshlamar Tos answers, Drasha Dahasam is Yid Kibenazai. Because Benazai needs it, because Benazai is going to have a different Drasha. So for Benazai, you have two Drashas. Why? Because Benazai is not going to hold from this Drasha. Okay. So Kedai Dachamina, Hovaksivi Gavi Modos Tiboy Kiddush Bezdin, Kimodos, Kamashla, no. Absolutely not. Okay, that's the first shita. My Modei Hashem Nemru, fourth norm, lo Nemru. What about the second part? Modei Hashem, yes. Fourth norm, no. Here, very simple. Modei Hashem, tzrichin mumchin. Modei Hashem, require mumchin. That's the reason that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they still had Kiddush HaChodesh. That didn't stop it. What stops it? Mumchin. Once you don't have any mumchin, you can't. So the Beis has to be mumchin. So when smich is stopping, they're going to run into a big problem. That's why Hillel, that person Hillel, not Hillel from Hillel and Shammai, a different Hillel, established in the year 359 of the Common Era, he established a calendar that lasts forever. Why? Because he saw, it's like the same time as Abaye and Rava, roughly the same time. Smicha was being lost. It was running out, for whatever reason, various historical reasons, it was running out. So he realized, we're never going to have Yantav anymore. So he was, whole discussion how he was able to do that, but he did it. And that's how the calendar that we have. So I know when Pesach is going to be in 50 years from now. Right? But Hafaras Nedarim ain't Srichin Mumchin. Hafaras Nedarim does not require Mumchin. Not at all. But Rosh Yamatos Ksiv. But it says Rosh Yamatos, which means, what does Rosh Yamatos mean? Doesn't it imply a Mumcha? The head of the chieftain? Amar Chista, Amar Yochanan, B'Yachin Mumcha, a Yachin Mumcha. Yachin Mumcha you can have. If not, you have to have three Mumcha. One, if you have one judge, he has to be a Mumcha. If you can't find one judge, then you can have three regular people. Right?
Kiddush HaChodesh. One out of the three has to be a Mumcha?
No. None of them have to be a Mumcha. None of them have to be. If you're only going to have one, that's the halacha, by the way. The whole discussion, I said yes, the whole discussion, if you, how far does it not apply to even Bezman Hazeh? Right? Believe it or not, it does. So, I only know that because last night I was learning the Sefer Mitzvot HaKotzer. You know, the Chavetz Chaim has mitzvot that only apply Bezman Hazeh, and it's on the list. So it must apply today. So he says in there, you could have either three Adyotos or one Mumcha. What does a Mumcha mean? Does it mean someone has Smicha? Maybe. So anyway, that's never going to happen. No, so you have to have three Adyotos. Okay? Now, out of left field, the Gemara has the following statement. Tanan, Hasam. Amar Shem Ben Gamliel. Lo ha-yom tovim ki l'Yisrael ke-chamisha asa ba'av v'yom ha-kippurim. There was no Yom Tovim like Tisha B'Av, like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. No Yom Tovim like that. Right? What's this doing here? I don't have a good answer for that. I don't know what's this doing here. Many Rishonim ask, why, what about Simchas Pesach Shoeva? Because no one ever saw Simchas Pesach Shoeva, you never saw a happy day in your life. Yeah, why?
It says it's about to start on this discussion of the prohibition to marry outside the tribe. What happened
to Tu B'Av? Okay, fine, very good. Two things happen on Tu B'Av. Well, a lot of things happen on Tu B'Av.
Well, besides Binyamin, then you found out that they could remarry out of the Shemit.
Right. So the connection is because We've been discussing the idea of not marrying outside the Shevet. So on Tu B'Av, that heter fell away.
Correct.
Okay. What about Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So I want to point out, that was only in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is for the whole nation everywhere. What's the connection between Tu B'Av of all days and Yom Kippur? So all the things you're going to see on Tu B'Av, everything that happened on Tu B'Av, all relate to things Ben Adam L'Chaveru. All Ben Adam L'Chaveru things. That they were able to have, that you'll see, all of the five things happen on Tu B'Av. They all have to do with Ben Adam L'Chaveru. The true way to achieve Kapara and Slicha on Yom Kippur is without Ben Adam L'Chaveru. Hashem is much more willing to forgive you for eating treif, much more willing to forgive you for that if you excel in Ben Adam L'Chaveru. That is said by the Eshal Avram. Okay. Now, Shebehen, on that day, Benos Yerushalayim, Yotzos B'Kli Lavan, they would go out with white, shawlin, borrowed, shalol levayish et misha ein lo. So nobody would be embarrassed if they didn't have. So I'm a very rich person. I'm a very rich girl. I don't have. I have a ton. But I would go to my neighbor and borrow. Why? So everybody's borrowing. So everybody's going to end up with white. Imagine one girl doesn't have white. Well, embarrassment. She's so poor. This way, no one is excluded. Everybody's in the parasha. Everybody's on the market for the shaduchim. Everybody's all the same. That's an unbelievable It's an unbelievable thing. Now, Bishlama Yom Kippurim, Slicha Umechila. I understand Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha and Mechila, right? Yom Shrit Lebo Luchas Achronos. It's the day the Luchas Achronos were given. And the Rashbam has a whole cheshbin, how you figure that out. Rashi agrees with this cheshbin. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the sixth day of Sivan, which is Shavuos. When did he come down? Shiva Sabatamas. Right? That's 17 days, it's 40 days later. He broke the Luchos. He went up the very next day. When did he come down? The 28th day or the 29th day of Av. When did he go back up? That day or the next day? There's always like a day off over here. That day, the next day, and when did he come back? It's Rosh Chodesh El. When did he come back? Yom Kippur. It's three sets of 40 days. The Rashbam says straight in black and white. Uva Allah b'chavtes ba'av. On the 29th day of Av, he went back up. What did he go back up for? He went back up because the kapara wasn't finished yet. It was a little bit of a kapara, and he had to go back up to complete the kapara. V'chavtes ba'av, v'asa od mem yom, melamed av ad yud tishrei, yud tishrei is tish above. That, this Rashbam, and this idea is the makar for, anybody know? Something called Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is the day before Erev Rosh Chodesh. Right? I'm sorry. Erev Rosh Chodesh. What's Erev Rosh Chodesh? Where'd that come from? Right here. The day before Rosh Chodesh, there was a little bit of a kapara. Moshe had to go back up and plead for 40 more days. It's a special day, especially people that don't hold from it. Maybe before El they hold from it. Because that's the actual makar. Chof tes of, Moshe was still pleading. So there's a little bit of a makar. Okay. Ela chamisha asar ba'av mayhi. What's special about the 10th day of Av? About the 15th day of Av? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zeba Zeh. It was the day where they mattered the Shvatim to marry each other. Asks the Marsha, so what kind of yontif is that? That's not a yontif. Why? I'm losing my nachla now. I'm Shevet Ruvain, I'm Shevet Shimon, and now boys can marry my girls. What's going to happen? Take my nachla away. Why is that a simcha? Who answers that? It's a wash. So that's what the Rama Shmuel says is a wash. The Mashal doesn't give that answer. The Mashal says because girls had more people to marry, that's a simcha. You're right. In the Chanami, you're right. You're going to lose land. So what? So? It was a shit. So for the girl.
Doesn't apply as much.
What?
At that point, it didn't apply as
Why?
Much. Why? Because the Shvatim were established already, and now what's the odds of somebody really losing a thing?
We said that before. The odds of happening were slim. Right. No, we didn't.
It's so watered down.
Right. It's hard. Because in order for it to happen, it has to be that, it's not so far-fetched, because if a man doesn't have any sons, his daughter's going to inherit. If a man doesn't have any sons and daughters, she inherits before anyone else.
Right.
So it's not so far-fetched. Then she's going to get married to this guy from a different shevet, and then she's going to die, and then he gets it all. It's not so far-fetched. It's a little unusual.
The odds are against it.
But the Rama Shmuel says, yeah, but it's a wash. And the Rashi says, yeah, but for the girls, it's a simcha. So for the girls, it's a simcha. My drush, where do you get that from? Zeh davar, davar zeh lo yeh noig ela bedar zeh. Only this generation it applied. Never else did it apply. Okay? Rabba bar bar chana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Another thing. Yom shehut reshev v'yam alova v'kahal. That was the day where they mattered to marry Shev v'yamin. What happened? After the story of Pelegesh Begiva, which happened in the early days of Shoftim, even though it's at the end of Sefer Shoftim, it's in the early days of Shoftim. So basically, this town of Binyamin, there was a guy from Levi that was there with his Pelegesh, and they violated her, they killed her, they wanted to violate him. Whole story, very unusual story, very difficult story. Anyway, they had a civil war against Binyamin because they demanded Binyamin give up the body, they refused, so they had a war against Binyamin, and then they made an Isser, no one's allowed to marry Shev Binyamin. I mean, they told Binyamin had no men. So they took away the Isser. So for a while there was an Isser. The Ksiv, what? I'm sorry? Okay. But what does that have to do with this? It's a few generations later. The Ish, Yisrael, Nishba b'mitzvah lemor, Ish yimen olite bitol b'nyamin, l'isha. Don't give your daughters to Binyamin. Don't do that. Don't marry Binyamin. Now, my drush, My drush. What's the drush that was undone? Mimenu v'lo mibenenu. Only from you, not from your children. Oh, it's a one generation ither. And when did the ither go away? Somehow it went away on Tuba of. Rav Dimi bar Yosef, Amar of Nachman, Yom shekalu bo meisei midbar. The day that the meisei midbar died. Okay? The day they stopped dying. I'm sorry. I said they died. The day they stopped dying. Look at the Rashbam. Shekalu bo meisei midbar. It's the second to last Rashbam on the page. It's a long Rashbam. Okay? B'medrash Eicha. B'medrash Eicha. You see it? Yom shebatal bo hachefer. The day they stopped digging. What does that mean? Sha'amar Levi, call Erev Tisha B'Av, every Erev Tisha B'Av, which is the anniversary of the day that the Meraglim returned, every Erev Tisha B'Av, Haya Karuz, they would announce, could you imagine this? Every Erev Tisha B'Av, they would make an announcement, Yotzeh call Yotzeh L'Chefer, everybody go dig yourself a grave. Chaferin V'Yishen Behen, they would dig a grave and lie down in it. U'B'Shachmas, in the morning, Hachuz Yotzeh, they would make an announcement, Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim. The live should separate from the dead. For how you both you know, son, and they would search out. V'nimtzu tesvav elef 15,000 ufrotrot. I don't know what ufrotrot means. What does that word mean? A little bit more? 15,000 and a bit? That's what I think it means. 15,000 and a bit. Chaser b'chal shana. 15,000 would die every year. And this is the way the entire midbar, the generation that left between the ages of 20 and 60, died out. This went on for 40 years.
They did it every year in the same spot. Remember there was a Gemara that said, let me come.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, for 30 years, they didn't move.
Okay.
They were in one spot, right? Well, for 19 years, they didn't move. Anyway, Yom HaShana, Yom HaShana, Harim Mem Shana. B'Shana Achrona, in the last year, Asu Kain, Badku Atzman, V'nentu Shleimim. Everybody woke up. Amru, Shema Ta'inu B'Cheshman. Maybe we made a mistake in the Cheshman. Maybe it's not the ninth. Maybe we're off in the day. So, v'chein b'yod, b'yod aleph, yod beis, v'chein b'yod gimel, yod aleph. One of the achronim in the back says, how could they make a mistake? How could they be 5 days off? One day off. How could there be so many days off in Kiddush HaChodesh? How could that be? 5 days off? From Tef to yod aleph? He lives in a kasha. It's not probable. All right. It's a medrash. Anyway, ad dismali sierra. Until they saw the moon, kibbut dismali sierra, amru, batal, bitul HaKodesh Baruch Hu, osik zera kasha me'aleinu, basal mishra v'simcha v'yantif. Hashem is about the Zera, he made a Simcha and a Mishnah Yontif.
Did they know everyone died?
What?
Did they know who was in the Zera, who was not in the Zera?
Oh, one minute. Tosfos, this gigantic Tosfos here, the whole premise of this Tosfos, he assumes that the Rashbam held that on the 40th year, there was no Zera. That's what he assumes the Rashbam means to say. And Tosfos asks 6 questions how that can't be. One of the questions is a fascinating question. He says, what are you telling me? That everybody only died when they turned 60. That's an unassumed statement. It's not in the Rashbam. Whenever you turn 60, that was the year it was up for you. So if you were 23 when this happened, you wouldn't die until you're 60. So what are you digging the grave every night for? I don't know. So he says, what do you mean? In Mitzrayim, 50 years before that, every year, exactly 15,000 kids were born. Like not one more, not one less. Is that possible? That makes sense. So the ephemeris is what kind of kash is that? And you wouldn't die before you turned 60. So maybe some lived to 80. The guy was 59 years old when it happened. So the next day he's dead? Not Lav Daska. He could have lived for 60 for another 20, 30 years. And whatever Hashem decided, Daska at 60, no matter not a day longer, Lav Daska. It's not. He didn't think that was such a good kash. He assumes the strong kash is that the minute, that the 40th year, there was no gezeira. Says kash is, you don't have the numbers right. You're not gonna have 600,000. And then he says, and Hashem didn't speak to Moshe during this whole time. Even though that's not true, Hashem did speak to Moshe because Korach took place after the Meraglim. So the Rashbam even says that other Rishonim say he didn't speak to him in the same clear aspaklaria meira that he had beforehand. It was like a regular navi, not panim el panim. Or if it was a Tzorech, or a Tumim, he didn't wait to Hashem got his message to Moshe. But that specialness, that didn't happen all this time. So Tosfos says, wait a minute, if the Rashbam held that the 40th year there was no Gezerah, then the day after Tisha B'Av, on the 3rd, Hashem should have spoken to him, the Gezerah is over. Why did Hashem wait a whole other year? So that's what Tosfos assumes Rashbam held. So Tosfos says, no, the Gezerah was every year. And in the 40th year, The gzera was not that there was no gzera. It was mevatel. Why was it mevatel? So remember, Rabbi Rabat said this at the Shabbos Shuvah just last year. Right? Remember this? Remember this vart? It's an amazing vart. So he said as follows. Every year, everyone had to dig a grave and lie down and die. Right? Who's going to die? Who's going to die? So what were the odds it was you? 2%. Every year, it's 40 years. 2.5%. So what are the odds it's you? Very slim. Very slim. As the years went on, it was more and more chance it was you. Right? The last year, it was 100% you. You went to sleep that night knowing you're a dead man. Right? Who else is it? So they davened their hearts out that night. Like they never davened before. And Hashem was the father of Zerah. It's amazing, massive art. Right? So that's the koach of tefillah. When you're backed against the wall, you're diving your heart out, Hashem will listen. And that's why there was no gzera. That happens to answer every one of Tosafot's questions. It answers all the questions. You know? Okay. The Omar Mar, that was like a, you know, when we talk about tshuva and davening, it's like a great word. The Omar Mar, Adjala kol meisim midbar, as long as the meisim midbar didn't die, lo hayadibur im Moshe. They never spoke to Moshe. And Tosafot also says that another thing Tosafot says, so interesting. He says, well, if they didn't die, then why didn't Hashem finish speaking to Moshe on Tu B'Av? Why not the day after Tisha B'Av? So he says people maybe were sitting Shiva. So anyway, Moshe's only reason for having Nevuah was because of the people. So if the people are sitting Shiva and they're sad, even though Moshe's not sitting Shiva, but still they're sad, Moshe's also sad. And then Moshe, you can't have Nevuah when you're sad. Okay. Hashem finally spoke to me. After all that happened, Hashem finally spoke to me, saying, Hayahadibur. Ula Amar, Yom Sheb... Okay, no, that's one, that's second, that's a third answer. Ula Amar, another pshat, Yom Shebitah Bahoshev and Ela, Pardesos, Shehoshiv, Yeravam, Al Hadrachim, Shloyalu, Yisrael, Laregel. Yeravam Ben Avot, we know the story. He didn't want people being all Laregel. He made a brand new kingdom. So he wanted to stop people from being all Laregel. So he put Avodah Zarah in the southern city and in the northern city. So wherever you were in Israel, in the northern kingdom, you didn't have to travel too far to go to a base of Avodah Zarah. He also set up guards not to prevent people from going down to Yerushalayim. So Hoshea ben Ela, who by the way is the last king, he's the last one. After him, Sancheriv came and destroyed the whole northern kingdom. He's the last one. What did he do? He took the guards away. When did he do that? Tu B'Av. Right? So someone, one second. So, the Gemara in Gittin asked the following question. It says about Hoshea ben Ela, it says, Vayas hara be'eni Hashem, rak lo kemalcha Yisrael shehoyu lefanov. He wasn't so bad. He was bad, but there were guys much worse than him beforehand. Right? So then why was he the one? Why was he the one that had the northern kingdom be destroyed under his watch? Why him? He wasn't so bad. The Pasuk says he wasn't so bad. He was bad, a lot worse than him. Right? So why was he the one picked? Now I had enough. I can't take it anymore. Now I'm destroying the whole northern kingdom. He wasn't so bad. So the Gemara answers, because he took away the guards and they still didn't go. When you have a guard there, I'm not San Har Vayavar. I'm not going to go. There's a guard there. They'll shoot me if I try to go. Now I took the guards away and people still didn't go. Hashem said I had enough. So what kind of simcha is this? Right? Who asked this question? The Marsha. What? Right? Marsha doesn't answer it. It says V'yesh liyashev. So in the... the Marsha tries to answer... It was like a theoretical. In theory, this would be a simcha. In theory, the tzaddiki and the Talmid Chachamim were so excited. Oh, now people can come. Oh, Baruch Hashem, look what happened. Lamaisa didn't pan out that way. But it's not the long term. What's the simcha? The simcha is, oh, he finally took away those. So now one person moved. So bad, Hashem said, I had enough. The guards are gone. You're still not coming? That's it, I had enough.
Maybe some did go.
What?
Maybe some did go.
So this is not, but the Gemara says that. That's why Hashem destroyed them.
Yeah,
that's why Hashem picked him.
Sorry, he didn't go.
So that's similar. That's what the Mashal says. He tries to say, well, maybe in theory it was a simcha. It could have been. This could have been a great simcha. This could have been a great day. Right? It could have been a great day. It was destined to be a great day. Look what Hashem did. He took away the idols. What happened? Can I tell you? It happened. No, it didn't pan out. Okay. Rav Masna Omar, Yom Shinitnu Haruge Beitar L'Kvura. It was the day that the Haruge Beitar were set aside for Kvura. What does that mean? To Omar Rav Masna, Osu Hayom, that day, Shinitnu Haruge Beitar L'Kvura, that day, what happened was, there was a rebellion, right? That was with Bar Kochba. Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kochba was perhaps Mashiach, and there was a rebellion, and there was a disaster. There was a huge slaughter. And hundreds of thousands of Jews died in Beitar. And the Romans would not let them bury anybody. And after a while, on Tu B'Av of a certain year, Hadrian was the emperor then, in like 135 of the Common Era. So when all the dust settled, Tiknu B'Yavne, they made Xer in Yavne, Hatov HaMetiv. They say the bracha of Hatov HaMetiv. Hatov Shlo Hesrichu. The Tov is that the body didn't decompose, waiting for burial. V'HaMetiv Shinitnu L'Kvura. And a Metiv that they actually have buried. So everybody asks, what on earth does this have to do with benching? Why is this put in benching? What does benching have to do with this?
So sustained the body.
So some say similar idea. Benching, but shouldn't this be in davening somewhere? Make a new tefillah every day, thank Hashem, right? So the Ritvas, even the Rishonim say this already. Because benching is so full of Hodah and Shevach, it's a good place to throw it in. Others say, the Yerushalmi says, that Hadrian had a huge vineyard. The Romans had a huge vineyard. It's a Yerushalmi. Karam Gadol Hayala Adrayanat HaRasha. He had a huge vineyard. And Shmona Asar Mil. 18 mil by 18 mil. Kimerchak, Tiveria, Mitzipori, huge area. And that's where all the bodies were. So, believe it or not, who says this? This is also, Rishonim say, that since the Yeshua happens through a vineyard, so when you drink wine by a benching, and you bench halakos, that's a place to remind yourself, hey, there was a Yeshua that happened by a kerem. Tosfos says, that's why when you bring out a bottle of wine at a table, you say Atov HaMetiv. Same bracha. Or you bring out a new bottle of wine, it's halacha like that. You bring out a new bottle of wine at a table, complicated if it's better, whatever the details of the halacha are, you bring out, you say the same bracha. What's the same bracha? Because it's the same reminder of the Shevach. And that's why it's in benching, and that's why when you bring out a new bottle to the table, you say bracha tova metiv. Same idea. Okay? Still, why it's not in tefillah, that's a question, but they felt that benching was a better place to put this bracha. Okay. Tanya, Rabbelezer HaGadol Omer, Kivin Shigia Chamisha Asa Ba'av, when the 15th day of Av comes, Toshash Kocha Shal Chama. The Chama gets weaker. Why does the Chama get weaker? Because the summer's ending. It's the end of the summer. Veloha Yakrotzen Eitzel L'Maracha. They no longer have to chop wood for the Mizbeach. They only chop wood till the 15th of. Why? Not only that, Amar of Menashe, Karo Le Yom Tagar Magal. It's the day the axe is broken. No more cutting the wood. So the Rashbam has a whole story over here. They would cut the wood starting in Nisan till Tu B'Av. Why? Because that's when it's very hot. That's when the sun is really hot. And the sun will dry out all the wood. And also, there's no worms because the sun dries out all the worms, kills all the worms. You're not allowed to have a worm on the Mizbeach. There's machlokas, why not? The Rashbam here seems to say because it's just mos. It's disgusting. The Meiri seems to say it's a problem of a balmum. That the wood has a mum. If it has a worm, it has a balmum, the wood. Also, Rashbam says that when the wood is not dried out by the sun, it's moist wood, it's soft, and it's smoky, it's not good. So they would cut wood from Nisan till Tu B'Av. They would have enough wood for the whole year. So Tu B'Av was a big simcha. No one has to chop wood anymore, right? When we don't have to shovel snow, it's a big simcha, right? So when you have to chop, look at the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, Yom Shepasku Melichos Eitim L'Maracha. You see the Rabbeinu Gershom inside? He says, Lafi, Shashi Oskim Lechos Eitim L'Maracha, Hoyim is Batlim Etam Torah. They couldn't learn. Why? Everyone's got to chop wood. Abel, also Yom Pasku, Vaso Yom Tav Mikam Ve'elach, Hoy Oskim Torah. Now you can learn Torah. Why? Now I'm too busy chopping wood. I did it all already. I guess whoever was in charge of chopping wood, it was only during those months. So when it was done on Tu B'Av, it was a yontif.
This is the source for a siyum.
This is one of the sources for a siyum also. When you finish a mitzvah, you make a siyum. You make a suda. You're happy. One of the sources for a simcha. What?
So those guys make a siyum.
Those guys. So it was enough people that it's in the Gemara. It was enough people. It wasn't two people. It was enough people. Mikan ve'elech, the Moshev Yosef. From here on, you have to learn more. She'ena Moshev Yosef. If you don't learn more, you're decreasing yourself. Ma Yosef, what does that mean? If you're decreasing yourself, Tanar Yosef, tik for a yimei. Your mother should bury you. What does that mean? Your mother should bury you. So first of all, believe it or not, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yerideya. It's in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Oh my goodness, it's 5 minutes. Hilchas Talmud Torah, 1 second. What? They'll be here. The problem is they don't walk in, they wait outside, so then we think they're not here. Hilchas Talmud Torah says, Yesh Adam Lahaskil Lilmod Belel Tu B'Av Ve'Elech. You should start learning on Tu B'Av. You should start having a Seder on Tu B'Av. Why?
At night.
That's the day that is death. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That's the day when it's mesugal to learn. Why Tu B'Av? For this reason. As a matter of fact, at night, the nights get smaller. The days get smaller, the nights are getting longer. The night is a time given over for Talmud Torah. As a matter of fact, one of the Achronim in the back questions, how come yeshivas don't have Seder at night? The night is the Iker time to learn. So why don't they have any Seder at night? Whether either younger as a chinuch idea, and even older as a limud Torah. If the whole night's mesugal for Torah, why isn't it learning at night? Interesting observation. So that's the day that it's
mesugal. Night,
well, once a week. But that's not the Iker learning. That's to show we're such a machmor place. We have so much extra learning. That's the extras. That's not the Iker. The Iker isn't during the day. That's not the Iker of you learn. The Iker you learn is supposed to be at night, right? Okay. Next. What does it mean that your mother should bury you? What does that mean? So the Marsha has a fascinating, wild shot over here. The day that they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech overslept. Who came to wake him up? His mother. So his mother came to wake him up. Said, the home. This is Medrash Rabban by Midbar, that he overslept 4 hours, right? Those 4 hours are the extra 4 hours that Teves has more than the Teves in the dead of winter has more than Tammuz in the summer, and those are the 4 hours that are mesugal for learning to be mechaper for Shlomo oversleeping the first day the Beis Hamikdash was inaugurated. Okay, we'll do as much as we can until the minion gets here. Tana Rabbanan, fascinating Gemara. Shiva couple with Kala Olam Kulo. 7 people span the entire history of the world. Misushalach Ra Adam. Adam's number 1. Mr. Shalach saw him. He's number 2. Shame brought Mr. Shalach. Shame saw Mr. Shalach, right? Because Mr. Shalach died when the Mabel started. So they were alive together for 98 years. Mr. Shalach and Adam were alive together for 243 years. Okay? Yaakov raw Shame. Yaakov saw Shame. That is also obvious because Shame died when he was 600. So they definitely lived at the same time. Amram raw Yaakov. Amram saw Yaakov. That we only have a Masorah. We don't know. There's no Pasuk that says that. There's also a Masorah. Achiyah HaShiloni was Amram. Achiyah HaShiloni saw Amram. Eliyahu was Achiyah HaShiloni. Eliyahu saw Achiyah HaShiloni. Vadayin Kayim. He's still alive. Okay? He's still alive. We'll stop here. Just one more minute. We'll stop here. From now to the end, it'll take 2 minutes. So the Gemara is going to say, how can Achiyah Shalom have seen Amram? He wasn't Yoshua and he wasn't Kalis. So how did he survive? How can he see Amram and survive? So the Gemara is saying he was over 60. That'll take 2 minutes. We'll do that tomorrow morning. Just two more minutes. Tosfos says, obviously, this Tano held that Pinchas was not Eliyahu. Because if Pinchas is Eliyahu, I could skip a person. I can get away with 6. Also, obviously, this person held that Serach did not live forever. Because if Serach is still alive somewhere, I can also skip a bunch. Serach saw Yaakov. That's it. Stops at Serach. I don't need anyone else.
Only do men.
What? Some say that. Only do men. Some say, no, even better than that. Some say, the other Rishonim had, what about Yair ben Menashe? So Yair ben Menashe saw Amram, saw Moshe, and you can skip a step also. Some would say, we're only having people that have an impact on us. And what Mr. Shalach's impact is, I'm not sure. So Sarach Bas Asher, what should Yosef do with me? She's not a, you know, she's a holy person. L'maisa, what should she do with me? She's not Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, the Ramban says, if you're Roy, you'll see him. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says that. Ah, he's not alive? No, no, if you're Roy, you'll see him. He is alive. So we pick people, again, Mr. Shalach and Shame and Adam, I'm not sure about them, but we pick people that have a Roshim on us. Sarach has no Roshim. Where does it say that Sarach lived forever? It doesn't say she lived forever. It's Yonas and Ben Uziel in Parsha Vayigash. When it says that Sarach is one of Asher's daughters, look at the Yonas and Ben Uziel. The pasuk has a little list of names, and the Yonas and Ben Uziel goes on for five lines. That she's the one that told Yaakov that Yosef, if she sung to him, she wouldn't take Ganeden alive. That's what it says, that she wouldn't take Ganeden alive. Then the rest of the Yonas and Ben Uziel, I didn't understand. Something about Eov, I didn't understand it. Something about Eov and the Yonas and Ben Uziel, the Aramaic is too hard, you know, sometimes I just don't understand it. So that's what it says, fascinating over there. So also, if people held that Chanoch lived forever, right? Some people held like that. He became the angel Metatron. That's what the Yonas Ben Uziel says. Also, they only have two people, Adam and Chanoch. They live forever. Again, they don't have anything to do with us. How does that have a Roshim on me? I have over here Amram, I have over here Moshe Rabbeinu, I have over here Yaakov, I have over here Eliyahu HaNavi. It makes a Roshim on me. Right? So these are the seven people. What's the purpose of seven people spanning the world? That's already all Sodos, right? The 7 days of the week, and this, everything is always the number seven. Seven Ma'amidim on the world. What does that mean? It's beyond me. It's beyond a lot of people. But think about it. It's a fascinating, fascinating idea. Why would the Gemara bother mentioning it? It's a, in general, I got at the question. We will stop over here. We will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.